Hey guys, and welcome to a very special edition of Grace and Truth. I'm a grateful, gospel-centered disciple of Jesus Christ who struggles yet perseveres, and my name is Dave. Hope and pray that you're doing well. Today, I want to share with you a very special Facebook Live broadcast from October 10th, 2017. Let's take a listen. I know it's early. Last time I checked, it's probably around 5:44 right now. I want to do something for any of you out there. Earlier I had mentioned if you like a guy with Asperger's that you got to tell him straight out. And I had also mentioned in my story about being led on in college. Now, it's hard to determine whether or not I really was. That's why I put it in quotation marks. But I felt I was. And I had also mentioned how I was rejected in high school, but that was because I chose a very foolish medium for this invitation, and I rushed. And God, through the power of His Holy Spirit, was able to heal me from all of that. All because... And it was a hard thing to do, being able to take those shattered heart pieces and give them to the Lord like a Christmas present. Receiving His love in return, He gave me a new heart and a new spirit. As He tells us in Ezekiel 36:25-26, I will give you a new heart and a new spirit I will put within you. I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. Now, for some of you, however, who saw my story and... Yeah, maybe you watched it and you might have felt discouraged a bit because maybe you let on a guy with Asperger's, or maybe you let on a girl with Asperger's and you feel horrible and you're having this feeling of, how could they ever forgive me? How could God forgive me for something like this? Dave, I don't feel like I have hope because of that. Well, let me encourage you with this. You do have hope. I want to do something. I'm going to do two prayers. And if you're watching this and you did tell somebody straight out and you were honest with them, but they did not respond well, I have a prayer for you as well. As I reflected on my testimony, as well as what's on my road to recovery this year, in the past 2 years, I realize that there may be some of you who may have been in the same shoes as both women in my past. But unlike them, you may be feeling a sense of guilt. You may be feeling guilty about leading on a guy or a girl with Asperger's. Or you may be feeling an unnecessary sense of guilt because you told a guy or a girl with Asperger's straight out that you only thought of him as a friend. Well, for those of you who feel guilty because you let on a guy or a girl with Asperger's, God wants to take that guilt from you, and He wants to forgive you. He wants to give you the same spiritual heart surgery He gave me 2 years ago. And for those of you who feel an unnecessary sense of guilt for telling somebody straight out, I only think of you as a friend. Whether you're a guy or a girl who told a girl or a guy that you only thought of him as a friend, and that guy or girl with Asperger's didn't respond well, let me encourage you with this. You're not responsible for how they respond to you. You did what you could. You actually did us a huge favor. Each Aspie's response varies. Some will respond well, others will not. Regardless, you're not responsible for that. I was given a second chance a few years, just last year actually, and I told someone, thank you for telling me now. I really appreciate you doing that, because I really am. I really am now, because I would have wasted my time in wallowing hurt, and this sister in Christ had extensive amount of experience with Asperger's. That's a great resume. And now they're married, and I want to congratulate them for their marriage, and I pray that your marriage will be strengthened. Now, all that aside, I want to do something. I have two prayers. Now, I'm going to start with those of you, if you're a guy or if you're a girl who led on a girl or a guy with Asperger's, and you feel like, and you feel wounded for doing that, and you feel horrible, and you feel as if you don't have hope, I'd like to pray this prayer over you to give you some hope. My hope and prayer is that you will find hope in the gospel. I'm going to pray this prayer over you, and I'm going to do some pauses in the middle to give you an opportunity right now to repeat after me, okay? Lord Jesus, Yeshua, thank you for who you are. Thank you for being with me. I confess that I'm a sinner and that I'm far from perfect. Please forgive me for leading on and just fill in the blank of the name of the person that you hurt. I had no idea that he or she didn't read social cues. I didn't mean to hurt him or her. And if it is your will, would you give me the strength to offer my amends to him or her? Regardless of how they respond, would you remind me that you are in control, no matter what? I love you, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer, praise Adonai. And if you're in Celebrate Recovery, I would strongly encourage you to really pray and get perspective from your sponsor and your accountability team on whether or not you should offer your amends to that person. And definitely be patient about it. If it is the Lord's will, I would strongly encourage you to do that. And if it is not the Lord's will, then hold off. Now, for those of you who did tell somebody straight out, I want to pray this prayer over you right now. I want to make sure, I want to encourage you guys that you do have freedom. You already have that freedom. You just need to be reminded that the enemy may have ways to try to make you feel guilty, but that is not what defines you. Your identity is in Christ, and that you're not responsible for how other people respond to you. In fact, I'd like to preface by saying that after you pray this prayer, I wouldn't, and this is for those who were honest with people who have Asperger's, who did tell them straight out, I would not recommend that you be in contact with them afterwards, because you're only going to be encouraging them more. And then you might end up like the group that I had prayed for earlier. So this is for those of you who are feeling an unnecessary sense of guilt. A guilt that you shouldn't have. So let me pray this prayer over you right now. And again, you can repeat after me if you want. I'm going to give some pauses. Okay. Lord Jesus, Yeshua, I thank you that you're still with me. I pray for, and fill in the blank of the name of the person. I know that he or she liked me, but I didn't reciprocate those feelings. But when I shared straight out, they didn't respond well. I feel a sense of guilt that I did something wrong. But Father, please free me from this lie from the enemy. Please remind me that I can't please everyone, and that I'm not responsible for how others respond to me. Thank you for the freedom you've given me through the blood of your Son, Jesus. It's in His name I pray. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer, praise Adonai.
Grace and Truth is a ministry of the Gospel-Centered Autism Awareness Movement, which exists to help anyone who struggles with Asperger Syndrome to find hope and freedom through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. We recommend healthy churches that will welcome them in while holding firm to the gospel without compromise. For more information, go to chewmadenew.com/GCAM. That's chew, C-H-E-W, madenew.com/GCAAM. And do you know someone who's hurting and needs hope? Perhaps you're listening to this program and need hope. Well, regardless, check out my testimony from Celebrate Recovery on YouTube. And if you were encouraged by it and learned something from it, please share it with others, and don't forget to use the hashtag Gospel-Centered Autism Awareness whenever you do so. You can find my testimony on YouTube as Celebrate Recovery Testimony Dave Chu, or you can go to chewmadenew.com and click on the button that says, "Click here to watch my testimony." Until next time, peace out and God bless. Cincos!